Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for the 10th of May, 2021. And it was a big weekend for your son, Jackson, I think. Now, you talked about his golf tournament that he played in over the weekend and how the fact that he was nervous going in, I think that's great. That means he cares, right?
I hope so, right?
It means he cares about the game. He wants to do well. But the fact that he played well enough that, as you said, certainly didn't embarrass himself, right?
Right.
And
more importantly, didn't embarrass me.
I think this could be a turning point for him.
I would agree. I think it
can be. I can distinctly remember. I want to see if you can remember yours. But I can distinctly remember a time in my childhood where I learned that I was getting better at a certain sport than others of my peers. And I remember distinctly one day, I'll tell you the story. I had this real growth spurt between like eighth grade and freshman year of high school.
Okay.
I went from like 5'5" to like 5'10" in about 4 months. And I was always into basketball, but I started taking it more seriously and I started getting better at it. And I remember going to a playground one day with some kids that were in my same grade, and we were going to play basketball. And I always considered those guys that were better players than me. And I remember that they specifically went out there, and I was killing them. I lit them up. And I never had a confidence issue again with those guys or that game because of that day. I'm like, okay, boom, they're done. So it was a very big confidence builder for me. And I'm thinking that maybe that kind of day could be, maybe that could be what happened with Jackson over the weekend. Maybe a big confidence builder with his golf game. And not just that, but beyond. Into other, maybe into hockey too.
It's funny you say that because I thought the same thing. I've had that discussion with Mrs. Rookie that this could be one of those, one of many turning points in a kid's life or whatever, however you want to express it. I thought the same thing. Not only on the golf course, hockey, but kind of just in general, too. You know, not that he, you know, he's a smart kid and does all the grades are good and all that stuff, but there are, you know, everybody's got to go through some defining moments. And, you know, this was great for him because, you know, it was out of his comfort zone, out of the box, so to speak, and he didn't know what to expect. You know, I know he was nervous as all get-go. He's been taking golf lessons for a couple of years. He's only played a handful of rounds. You know, we, as I mentioned, the night before and the day of, we were kind of going over the rules together and all that stuff. And I know that when we got to the golf course, he was looking for other kids from the Bayview Middle School Golf Club. Because this was like multiple, you know, all over the area, a bunch of different middle schools. And the girl that was in his group was from Kakana, I believe, so she came up from the Valley and whatnot. And he didn't see anybody else out at the golf course from the Bayview Middle School Golf Club. So I know he was, like, nervous from that standpoint that, you know, you didn't have anybody that you knew there, too.
Yep.
And he went out and played well. Quite honestly, much better than I expected. And I was proud of him. But, yeah, he handled himself well. I think he was having a good time. And there was a lot of progress out on the golf course just in general. And like I think you say, carries over way beyond just the golf course.
Yeah, you know, we talk about confidence all the time. I'm convinced that it's even a bigger part of things that I even realized before. But we see it all the time in sports, especially guys who, I don't know if they have questions about their ability or for whatever reason haven't shown out, but all of a sudden if they have a great game, all of a sudden you just see it. You can see the confidence building.
All right, I can do this.
And I can do it at a high level. I think we've seen numerous instances of Packer players through the years who come in and they may be at a certain level and all of a sudden, boom, they just take off. And you can just see it building in them, too, the way they carry themselves, the way they talk about themselves. It's cool. It's cool to see.
Yeah. It's fun having a front row seat.
Do you have a moment like that? Do you remember as a kid?
I really don't. It's amazing that you have all these moments.
I remember that day very specifically.
And I don't really recall those moments per se. You know, because I think at one point you're always lacking confidence.
Well, you know, I had two older brothers, and we always had a basketball hoop on our driveway and everything. And I used to play against them, and they would crush me. You know what I mean?
Right.
My older brother, my middle brother, the closest one to me, he's still 3-4 years older than me. So he was, you know, a senior in high school, my freshman year. So that's how much older than he was. So, and he would just dominate me, and they would just. It was not fun.
Toughening you up.
And I never could beat him, and I never had any success against him until later. But by the time I was, you know, like I said, in high school, my oldest brother was gone to college, and my other brother was a senior. I never saw him even in school. Mm-hmm. I would maybe run into him once a week.
Right.
And then he joined the service right after high school, so he was gone.
Right.
For the whole rest of my high school days, so... I just had my peers to measure myself against, and once I figured that out, figured out that I was right there with them or beyond, it was all good.
Well,
so I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but playing in the driveway was not a good experience for me.
Out on the streets of Chicago, you had to get out there. Well, hopefully this will be a good one for Jackson. I mean, it seems like he's been a little bit behind in terms of growth spurts and voice change and all this other stuff. So I think that's coming along, and hopefully this golf tournament that he was in Friday and did quite well.
So his voice hasn't changed yet?
I think it's in the process of starting right now. In fact,
I know Gabby's has.
Yeah. I mentioned something to Mrs. Rookie over the weekend. Is his voice starting to change?
You should record him now and then record him. I did that when I was going through it.
Yeah.
I used to have a recording of myself.
Okay.
Because I used to talk into my tape recorder all the time. And I had actually, I knew it was going on. And I recorded something like a week or a month or something for a period of time. And you could hear it. I don't have it anymore, but I did have it. And it was cool. So you should encourage him to document it.
I should try to do that. But I can't even take before and after pictures of my bathroom.
Right.
I don't know if I'd be able to do this.
When I was at your house last week dropping off the golf clubs you let me borrow a couple weeks ago. And we were standing out in the garage, and Gabby ran out in the garage and didn't say anything to me. I'm like, hello, Gabby. And she goes, hi, or something like that. And when I heard her voice, I'm like, wow. Her voice is totally different from the last time I heard
it. It's funny you say that about her. My kids are so shy. It's like, how can you be so shy when you have me and Mrs. Rookie as your parents?
Yeah, kind of live your life in the public eye, right?
Right, where you're not shy and you're kind of boisterous and outgoing. To begin with, we've got two kids that are kind of shy. I don't know if that's because we dominate a room or what, you know, because we're that way or what. But they are shy, which reminds me when in the golf tournament on Friday, you know, the kids would hit a good shot and everybody, nice shot. You know, the kids would say to each other, nice shot. The adults would say, nice shot. And he would say, thank you, but I could only, he wasn't very loud, and I said, you know, after one of the tee shots, I said, Jackson, when somebody says good shot, make sure you face them and say thank you rather than you're down picking up your tee and just say it a little bit louder. He said, well, I said it, what are you, deaf? And I you know, giving me the vision. I said, yeah, but just make sure you say it a little
bit. You should have told them that when they say thanks, turn around and go cha cha.
Right?
Take that.
Yeah, I don't think he was the best one in the group to be able to do that, so. But anyway,
that's awesome.
Making progress, Billy. Making progress.
Coming out of their shells, you know, confidence goes a long way.
It does, right?
And hopefully they're building it day by day. All right. Well, hopefully you'll join us every Monday through Friday for the Bill and Rookie Experience. We start at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.